This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. JP Morgan Chase is giving 18,000 employees a bump in pay. In an op-ed in the New York Times today, CEO Jamie Dimon says the bank's minimum wage will go from $10.15 an hour up to a range of $12 to $16.50 an hour. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more on the context. Lewis, first of all, tell us who these employees are.
So typically the lowest wage workers at a bank are going to be the bank tellers and also customer service people. And it's pretty normal for entry-level bank workers to make $10 or $12 an hour, not a living wage in a lot of places. And five in six bank tellers, I learned, in the U.S. are women.
Wow. So now at JP Morgan Chase, anyway, those tellers will be making a little more. What's the rationale there?
Well, CEO Jamie Dimon writes in his op-ed that not enough American workers are seeing the rewards of growth. Wages aren't increasing. But there are a few important pieces of context there, one of which is that there have been thousands of layoffs at JP Morgan over the last few years. Bank tellers themselves are being replaced with automation and digital banking. And another bit of context is that Jamie Dimon himself got a 35% pay raise in 2015, up to $27 million, and this was in part as a reward for trimming the bank's expenses.
So all this is happening, of course, amid a debate over whether to raise the federal minimum wage, which has sort of stalled politically.
Yeah, and so we know some cities have been doing that on their own, and so have some companies. Starbucks actually just yesterday announced it will be giving everyone a raise this year, but that comes as employees there have been petitioning the company for more work hours.
All right, Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thanks.
Thank you.